Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, December 26, 2017. Welcome to Day 341. We'll be publishing a shortened end-of-the-year schedule later this week. What the F*** Just Happened Today will be updated once a day on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. We'll be back in the new year starting January 2nd. And now to the news. Donald Trump claimed the tainted FBI is using the bogus pile of garbage dossier to go after him. The Washington Post and Politico say the dossier contains allegations about Trump's connections to Russia and possible coordination between the campaign and the Kremlin during the 2016 election. Many of the details contained in the dossier have been verified. Next, the New York Times, Washington Post, and Politico say Andrew McCabe plans to retire in March when he becomes fully eligible for pension benefits. Trump attacked the FBI's deputy director on Twitter, saying McCabe is, quote, racing the clock to retire with full benefits. McCabe served as James Comey's deputy and has been the focus of conservatives who question whether the FBI conducted an impartial investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. McCabe cannot be fired by Trump. Meanwhile, Politico says House Republicans are investigating an FBI lawyer's contacts with the reporter that broke the dossier story. James Baker communicated with Mother Jones reporter David Korn weeks before the November 2016 election. Korn was the first to report the existence of the dossier on October 31st, but has denied that Baker was the source for his story. Baker was reassigned last week. Next, the New York Times is reporting that in a June meeting on immigration, Trump said that Haitians all have AIDS and complained that Nigerians would never go back to their huts in Africa. Sarah Huckabee Sanders called the report outrageous. The Washington Post says a federal judge has blocked Trump's restrictions on reuniting refugee families and has partially suspended the ban on refugees coming from 11 mostly Muslim countries. Trump's October executive order banned the entry of spouses and children of refugees who have already settled in the U.S., known as follow-to-join refugees. Meanwhile, CNN says the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the latest version of Trump's travel ban violates federal law, but will remain in effect anyway. Earlier this month, the Supreme Court issued an order saying that the ban can be enforced while challenges to the policy move through the legal system. Next, a federal appeals court rejected Trump's bid to block the military from accepting transgender recruits starting on January 1st. It was the second appeals court to reject the administration's policy change. Another federal judge ruled that Trump's voter fraud commission must give Democrats access to the panel's records. Politico says the group held its last meeting in September and will not meet again this year. The commission is expected to issue a report early next year. The New York Times and Reuters say the United Nations Security Council placed new sanctions on North Korea, cutting off fuel supplies and ordering North Koreans working overseas to return home. North Korea called the sanctions an act of war. CBS News says Donald Trump told his friends at Mar-a-Lago, quote, "You all just got a lot richer," end quote. The comment was in reference to tax reform Trump signed into law hours before. And ABC News says that more than 4 in 5 Americans who enrolled in Affordable Care Act health insurance live in states that Trump won. The 4 states with the highest number of signups, Florida, Texas, North Carolina, and Georgia, account for nearly 3.9 of the 8.8 million consumers who have signed up for coverage. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin received a gift-wrapped box full of horse manure. A Christmas card inside the package read, quote, "We're returning the gift of the Christmas tax bill. It's bullshit." Adding, "P.S. Kiss Donald for me." 2. Federal prosecutors subpoenaed Deutsche Bank for records related to Jared Kushner's family real estate business. 3. The FBI asked Cyprus for financial information about a defunct bank that was used by wealthy Russians with political connections. 4. Russian submarines have been prowling around undersea data cables that provide internet to North America and Europe. 5. Where is Trump's cabinet? It's anybody's guess, according to Politico. And 6. What happened to Trump's wall? Well, it's in pieces in the desert, according to Bloomberg. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.